everybody. This is Daniel with A2C Knowledge to Progress. How is everyone doing today? Today, episode 4, we have a guest here, James McDougall.
McDougall, come on.
James McDougall. I keep on messing up his name.
McDougall.
I will get it. I promise. James McDougall.
McDougall.
I am
sorry.
I know you should. Mac. James Mac.
McDougall.
James McDougall. I got it. You see, I finally got it. James McDougall. Anyway, so today I want to go ahead and do an episode with James McDougall. He is a Warrior Path graduate. Not only is he a Warrior Path graduate, but he is one of my brothers that I'm working with in reference to learning and progressing as a podcaster. He is more of a mentor because, again, this is new to me, and we'll get this podcast rolling as we move forward through these episodes. But again, I'd like to welcome James to my podcast and start off first by allowing him to introduce himself.
I was in the U.S. Army for a little while. I was in law enforcement for a little while. I am now working in the insurance / banking industry and having my hand at podcasting as well. During the past couple of years, I figured this is an absolutely amazing platform.
Yep.
And how can you reach it? At first, I came up with, people aren't having the hard conversations. They're looking at, the stuff on, multimedia and, they're watching the phones on this. That stuff is biased. Where do you get your facts from? You know, that was my first episode that I was doing before and my episode was an hour and a half long.
Wow.
Just me talking.
Yeah.
But it was, facts versus opinions. Mm-hmm. What do we call facts? All depends on whose platform or whose agenda they're going off of. And without getting into politics or anything, it really kind of brought me to the thinking that, if I'm reaching as many people as I hope to, then I need to come with a message, something to help people. And because I've always loved being, in service, and this is one platform that you get a chance to do that. And I'm just happy and honored you have me on this show. And like you said, working with you too, you give me the motivation. It's not a competition thing. No. That's what I like about it. It's we're building each other up.
Yep. Like you said, it's not a competition between us, and it's about getting the word out.
Right.
And helping others, because we're all servant leaders. But when we create a platform to help others, I think it's important, because I've heard somewhere where one person can influence hundreds of people. Right.
Man, I hope so.
Yeah, and you are, man, because I'm one of them. So I'm one of them.
Well, thank you, man. You too. I've been listening to some of your YouTube on your YouTube channel. I've listened to every podcast you've had. I've heard some raw ones, and I've heard of it, and it was I really like it. I like what you're doing. Not just a teacher, I'm a follower. Same goes the other way.
Yeah.
Not just a follower, but a teacher.
So, like the last three episodes I've had, I start off this episode with a quote. The goal is to have a conversation, create a dialogue, and see where it goes. Because like I've said before, you go down the rabbit hole to see where this quote takes us and where our discussion goes from here. And who knows, someone that's listening might, have an epiphany or realization.
Definitely. I think that the rabbit hole, too, is... isn't always pretty.
Yep.
So I think it's a definite direction to go in. Okay. I like it.
All right. So I'll read the quote.
Okay.
Quote of the episode. And the quote is, life is like a photography. You use the negatives to develop. So this quote's from Ziad Adelanor. And he's an author of a bestseller called Economics Warfare. And he's also featured as one of the 500 most influential CEOs in the world, and also amongst the most U.S. financier in U.S. history. So when we talk about life is like a photography, you use the negatives to develop. I'm thinking here, negatives, our struggles in life, our things that we go through. Something might have happened bad to me in the past, and now I'm stronger for it. That's how, that's what I think it means. But what do you think, James?
Along the lines, the same that you said, you have to go through the bad to know the good as well. I mean, I've had a what some people would consider a rough life. I've lived out on the streets myself. I've lost a lot of family. So I try not to take anything for granted.
Yep.
This right here, this quote means that to me. Like I shared with you when I came over, I spoke to my son, just turned 17 in November, and asked him what this quote meant to him. And he was clueless. He said, "Natives, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, it's a double meaning. What does it mean to you?" He says, "I don't understand."
Wow.
He says, "I understand what negative is." He says, "I guess you just approach life with positivity. Is that it?" And I said, "Wow." But then you think about it.
Yeah.
They've never seen film before.
Yeah.
It's always been megapixels in the digital world. And I was just amazed. I was like, wow, I never really even thought of it that way.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of showing our age, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of like, what is DOS? right? Computer, right. Microsoft Office. What is DOS? Like, the same concept?
IBM, PC Juniors, all that stuff. I remember that. I remember going in front of people and you'd have the 10, 20, and 30 when you'd line up the codes, and it would be like, go to 10, and next thing you know, you have your name going like 50, you know, 1,000 times, going back and forth and scrolling, and you're like, I did that.
Wow.
I just put code.
Woo.
Yeah.
Taking me back to the days, yeah, and that's showing your age, James.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, I was talking to somebody about resiliency, and we talk about PTG, post-traumatic growth. Something that I've been trending recently in my life. I was saying that you need resiliency in order to gain PTG, post-traumatic growth, in order to grow. And why? Because resiliency lifts you up. Something happens to you, you need that resiliency. But it's going to be a rock, your rucksack, right? And then all of a sudden, you're going to have to use resiliency again. And you're going to have to put that resiliency rock into your rucksack. And eventually, those rocks are going to get heavy in your ruck. But PTG, what it does, it allows you to put those rocks down. Let that rucksack go in order for all those rocks to fall.
And I think that's a part of resiliency. I think it has, the word resilient is, I believe, it has several meanings. One is, for example, the ruck that you're speaking of. You could put the rocks in your ruck. And the resiliency is being able to stand with those rocks in, to having the power to do it on your own. But also, you're kind of bulletproof, too. Having the resiliency is if someone throws something, because, you know, you got stones being thrown at you all the time.
Yep.
You know, the negatives, so to speak. So they're thrown at you all the time, and you just have to either sidestep it or, you know, let it roll off. PTG, like you're saying, it makes a lot of sense to be able to put down whatever you're carrying.
Yep.
Something I haven't coined it, but I think it's a good thing is when you say PTG, I just kind of bring it back to acronym, because, you know, in military everything is acronyms.
Yep.
Say Papa Tango Golf. I was like, okay. Papa Tango. My wife actually came up with that one. I was like, okay, I like that. I'm gonna use that. I didn't ask anybody.
Papa Tango Golf.
There you go.
Yep. So just an FYI pertaining to PTG, it was coined by Tedeschi, a psychologist at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. And if you're curious about what post-traumatic growth is, I recommend you go check out the website, thebigredbarnretreat.org, provide you a little bit more information pertaining to what PTG is. Like I said, James is a recent graduate of Warrior Path. But again, we can't strengthen ourselves without going through struggles.
That's right.
We can't. We have to go through struggles. And it's inevitable. When you're born in this world, I guarantee you something's going to happen before you pass on to the next world. I remember me telling my nephew one day, he hurt himself. And I remember him telling him, "Son, I know it hurts, but I'm just letting you know that somewhere in the future, you're going to get hurt again. But learn from it." And that's what we've been doing.
I remember my first heartbreak. came home from school and my mom said, she just laughed, you know, and I was like, you know, I was in tears. But why are you laughing? She said, because this ain't the last time you're going through this. And she was just laughing, going, oh, it's so cute. And,
yeah.
You know, back in the little phases of it, you know, there I was in no way in love or close to love or anything like that, but I thought it was, you know, and I thought it was, oh my God, my world was just so crushed, you know, and she just let me know, no, you're going to be going through this a lot. This yeah. is part of the, get used to it because it don't get any easier.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. It doesn't. And that's life. Life is easy, but it's hard work.
That's right.
Life is like photography. You use the negatives to develop. It's such a simple quote, but yet has a lot of meaning to it, a lot of weight to it. So I appreciate this conversation and the dialogue and, you know, where it took us. Okay, so now what I want to do for our next discussion, well, we're going to give James here an opportunity to tell a joke or think of a funny memory. So I'll let you decide, James.
First of all, I want to ask you, what kind of rating does your show have here?
Well, you know, parental discretion is advised.
Okay, okay.
You know,
I think I got one.
PG, right? Parental.
Yeah, PG. Pretty good.
Okay.
Well, you prepared me with this.
Okay.
So instead of telling a joke, I think all the jokes that I know are pretty dirty, so I'm not going to okay. go there. I have another, I have a thing that happened to me when I was in the military, and I still tell people about this every now and then. It's, I guess it's not completely clean, but it's not really dirty.
Yeah.
I'll let you decide.
Okay.
I was in 1st and 509th, Op 4, so we played the bad guys.
Yeah.
We jumped into the box. Everyone who's military knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We were walking at night. Now, because we were Op 4, we didn't get the fancy gear that you guys got. You know, we didn't have K-pots. We had okay. booty heights. So we didn't have the fancy thing that you put the nods on. We
the
didn't
hip have piece.
That. Right. So what we did was we just had a piece of yarn just wrapped around our neck. So we're walking along with our rucksack and, you know, with the LBE and everything else on, and every time we want to really just see something,
yeah.
we just pick up the nods and just kind of look around like, okay, you
yeah.
know. And so we're walking along. We had been walking for about 30 minutes. Well, just before we got on the plane, I thought it was a good idea to have some Mexican food.
I don't
know why I was thinking that, but anyway, we're walking along, and I felt like it was making a comeback, you know. So I was walking along, and we came to this little creek, one that we couldn't jump. It was nighttime, so we weren't going to jump it anyway. And and it only came up to about a thigh level.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on how tall or how short you are. It was about to my thigh, so I went into the creek, and went out, and that just shot things. You know, okay, let's do this, you know. So right after everyone got out of the creek, I walked up to the sergeant there and I said, hey, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, here we go.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
You yeah.
know? He was like, you can't wait. And I said, no, this got to happen now. I got jumpers at the door. and we were airborne, so it made sense.
Yeah.
And he was like, come on, man.
Oh.
I said, hey, I wish I could, man. So what you normally do is you just hang off a tree.
Yeah.
Then, well, we were in the middle of a patrol, so okay. and it was nighttime, so we were tight.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And so he said, well, just do what you got to do. He says, you got paper? And I said, yep. And he said, okay, well, do what you got to do. We'll pull a perimeter. He said, and he told everybody, he said, pull a perimeter. He said, make it tight.
Oh.
So I hung up, looked like a little koala bear.
Yeah.
I hung off the tree there, and I was doing what I had to do. Now, here's where it got interesting.
Okay.
While I'm in my...
There's more.
yeah. Sitting okay. position. I looked down at my nods.
Yeah.
And I started noticing some flashing in there.
Okay.
And I'm like, what is going on? What it was, when I picked it up with my other hand, And I was looking around. All my brothers.
Oh, no.
Had their IR lights on, and they were looking. Yeah, that was a experience I will never forget. And apparently, it was never really forgotten either, because I was on the website the other day, and somebody said, "You remember that guy that hung off the tree?" I was like, "Wow, that was me. Thanks."
You were.
Yeah. But yeah, that was quite embarrassing, but you know, it made for a good story later.
Oh man. That was all right, audience. What do y'all think? What do y'all think about this story? All right. Yeah, all right, yeah. They give you a cheer. Great right. job. Yeah. Great job.
Thank you.
Oh man. Wow. Not a good
now to follow that.
See, the thing is, I was in the military and I did all that stuff, and I could imagine what you went through, because I know how the nods are. I could envision that, and I know exactly how to poop out there in the woods. So, yeah, it's, oh, man, not a pretty sight. Well, there you go, everyone. It's you tell me whether it's funny or not. Place that in the comments if there is a comment box somewhere in my podcast channel or whatever. But well, man, thank you so much for sharing that, James. I appreciate you sharing, for real.
I do what I can.
Yeah, I know you can.
Don't you have one? You have a joke?
You know, my jokes, so my joke that I usually use a lot, and you might have not heard it, but I'm pretty sure my audience has. Why did the scarecrow get an award? Why? Because it was outstanding in its field. You see? Come on. Okay. Yeah. You see?
That was good.
The audience is biased. Yeah. The audience is biased. So, no, I've used that so many times. I appreciate you asking. So, I never had anyone ask me. Wait, I've only had my sister in my episodes. So, perfect. Dora, if you hear this, why didn't you ask me about my jokes? Oh, that's my sister, I said. Nah, anyway. Just quick. Can you go ahead and talk about your podcast a bit, so you know, viewers know what to do or where to go?
Right. I'm do Max Neighborhood. It is maxhood.com. That's M-A-C-S hood, HOOD.com. One word. So maxhood.com. You go to my website, and I have any episodes that I have out right now. I think there's only two on there. I also have a little button on there called Shoot Your Shot. So anyone ever wants to be a guest, have an idea, want to chime in about something, or just want to talk, I'm open to it all.
Again, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you jumping on my podcast and taking your time to come down here.
Anytime, my man. Anytime. It's a complete honor. I hope to have you on my show in the future. And really, I mean, I'll come back as many times you want. I love this.
Yeah, man. This ain't going to be the last time you're in one of my episodes. I guarantee you'll be back. Awesome. So awesome. I appreciate you taking that time to be here as well. So, MacDougall out.
He said
it right. Dan out. All right, guys. I hope y'all had a great time. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Appreciate you. Appreciate all the support. And I'll catch you on the next episode.